So continuing our practice, being present, aware, reflective, inquiring, studying, mindful. There's a line in the teaching that says that the application of the path activity in and of itself breaks up that which obstructs, and the fruit of the practice unfolds according to the Dharma. This is a helpful template to work within, because if we come from the view that I'm doing this, from the I doing it all, then it becomes somewhat fraught. We start to feel either, you know, moments of success, but we can also feel feelings of failure, and then spinning around on that vortex, or we can feel an overwhelm or struggle. What we're actually being asked to do in this practice is very simple, because it involves moments of applying the path activity and then allowing that in and of itself to bring about the fruits. And that's more organic, like the fruit growing on a tree. You can't hurry it along. You just allow it to grow and ripen according to its own timing. We can quicken that to process through practicing moments of being more present, of being mindfully here in relationship, reflecting on how it is rather than so caught up in our reactions and the projections of the mind. And being here and being with how it is, it's just really just this much. If we think about it as a big project, big awakening, enlightenment project, project that into the future, it becomes a little overwhelming for the I, for the self. Or it becomes maybe inflating or distorted. Moments of attention, moments of receiving how it is, reflecting, steadying, is a moment of path activity. Just this much, beginning again in this repetitive way. Practice is always beginning again. Taking a deeper breath, being a little bit more willing to be here, and open to our experience. So this is taught, the way of mindfulness is the direct path, Ekayana Maga, path of oneness, direct, meaning it's directly connecting here and now. Each of our experiences into the ground of awareness. So awareness is the medium of awakening. It is taught for the purification and the healing of that which is wounded or out of harmony or distorted. For the overcoming of sorrow, the disappearance of suffering and grief. The attainment of the true path and the realization of nibbana, peace. And we're encouraged in the text to place mindfulness, as said, in front of us, which means something like taking that as primary. So our task, rather than thinking about ourselves and our lives and what's going to happen and our problems as primary, we take the activity of this cultivation of being present as according to this training as primary, as the most important. And helping us do this, the Buddha encouraged in the steps that we're following in this training to begin by withdrawing the mind from its preoccupations, its longings and its grief, speculation, its covetousness, and instead of placing attention upon attention, the world appears to us, is this very powerful faculty of attention, which is usually diffuse and is spread out into so many different concerns, to gather that attentiveness back and to bring it to this world here of our embodied experience. So bringing attention here, withdrawing from preoccupations, bringing attention here, noticing what's called a long or shorter breath. There's different ways of talking about that. Can literally mean taking a longer, deeper, slower breath. Breaths like that can really help to steady. Suffusing the body with the breath energy, breathing out, releasing, softening through the body. It can also mean just tracking with that attention the long breath, the breath experience as it enters the nostrils and expands down through the body into the belly. And we're feeling that, and then the exhalation. Short breath can mean just as the attention steadies in one area of vibratory experience, as sensation as breath within the body, sensation being part of the breath energy, that which is moving, vibrating. We feel that as sensation. And then the Buddha encourages us, as we establish mindful awareness, presence to breath within the body, to, as is said, sabbakaya patisangvedi, which means to feel within the whole body or to experience the whole body directly, as if from the inside. Experiencing the body, breathing, and the last step, calming bodily formation. Bodily formation, physical body, energetic body, felt sense body, mental body. These are all dimensions of what we call body. So with each breath, feeling with how it is, body experience, feeling tones, mental activity, steadying, Breathing in and breathing out, calming, soothing. So this practice is involved with the skill of applying what's called the jhana factors, Kirisara mentioned yesterday, learning to direct attention using a thought. It can be helpful being here, or how is it, is a thought form. Breathing in, breathing out, or the Buddha mantra. It's the vitaka, to know that attention can be directed, not just following any old impulse. And then vichara, we direct to hear and then to receive, to adjust. The vichara is connected with the inquiry, Dhamma Vijaya, to look into, to explore how it is. So it also implies adjusting. So we're not just in one gear. So we come to our experience and we notice, how is it? How are you? What's present? Maybe you feel tight, and shoulders are tense, you feel overly activated. So then maybe adjusting is to take some deeper breaths, to soften the palms of the hands, to soften the belly. You feel very mental, lots of energy going on the mental level, maybe to open the eyes, to bring the breath down into the belly, to feel the soles of the feet. Maybe there's pain in the body, in the knees, and you think, well, you know, that's all very good, working with pain, but perhaps I should stand up to help maintain well-being in the body, and then come back, sit down again. So to adjust. So we're not just like stuck in one mode and then generating a lot of intensity that starts to overwhelm us. The third and fourth jhana factors are about maintaining ease and this sense of well-being. This is a foundation for the path. Ease, relaxation. And even as we bring attention, we might notice this is an uncomfortable sensation in the body. We can still be with that. And in fact, some of the pleasure or this well-being or this welling up of brightness, energy, comes not always from feeling so good, but from the actual accumulative energetic of attention, which starts to grow this awareness, suffusing the body, which is very pleasurable, even while there can be discomfort. And so the body starts to be filled and suffused with the fundamental energy of the mind, which is awareness. And the mind, the mental energy, which is so fickle, starts to steady on the slow rhythm of the breath and the body. And this leads to the fifth jhana factor, which is called ekagata, which means to unify the energies, body, mind, feeling, tone, unified within this awareness, awareness suffusing through all the bodies, fullness of our embodied experience. We might notice in this second sphere of vichara adjusting, maybe we're very sleepy. And then say maybe the adjustment might be again to open the eyes, to lengthen the back, to take a sort of stronger breaths. So these are subtle adjustments, but implied is larger adjustments. When we start to apply these factors within our life, how do we need to adjust to maintain well-being? Well-being being growing out from this capacity to be more fully embodied within our awareness. And that awareness has a reflective aspect, can reflect on how it is. So how it is, sometimes we notice different obstructions do arise. In this classical template of what hinders, mind's caught up in desire and wanting, or its opposite, aversions and not wanting, resistance. Sort of dullness and restlessness and anxieties and doubts, worries and so on. And so we can notice these arise too. This is part of our path, activity. Is to be aware of the shape of these hindrances as they arise, shape mentally, energetically, and just know them. And maybe knowing underneath the shape of the mental activity, how does that feel in the second sphere of mindfulness, to notice the power of what is felt, and to bring awareness right there. And maybe rather than getting so activated and personalizing what is felt, oh, I feel terrible. Why do I always feel like this? What can I do about it? Or I feel great, may this last forever. Just knowing that there's a feeling, maybe unpleasant or pleasant, just this much, helping to reduce the reactivity and the suffering and the grasping of the mind. And to be interested in that feeling. Take awareness there, take the breath there, steadying. Awareness is alchemical. It shifts and changes the energetics of what is experienced. It's very powerful. What can be superficially just assumed as painful and difficult, and we start to struggle, starts to change when there's awareness, reflectiveness, opens maybe into something else, some understanding, something we need to accept and allow to be felt. So it can heal, this purification of beings, the beings of our own heart, mind, nature. So in this practice, beginning again, this kindness, softening, opening, gentleness, pacing ourselves, not to have to accomplish it all in one go, drink the ocean in one gulp, but just applying moments of path activity, trusting that allows the fruit to ripen within our lives in a very unexpected, mysterious, organic way. We have the opportunity to apply those moments of path activity here and now, today, as we practice together. So we can feel our posture. Just feel into your body, your posture, and maybe sense if it needs to adjust to maintain a sense of comfort or being, steadiness. Sense of lengthening through the spine and opening through the front of the body. There's bodily limitations. One can even sense that as an energetic movement. So there's that sense of strength and steadiness of the bones and the skeletal structure and the spine. And then the softness of the flesh. Softening in the face and the shoulders, down through the torso, softening the belly. And just having the intention to withdraw the mind from its preoccupations to the best of our ability. Letting the world continue without having to hook in. Our own world, the world we're hooked up to, usually just unhooking from that so that we just let things be. Let people be, and instead bringing more attention into the experience of body breathing. If it's helpful, taking a few longer and deeper breaths, slowing that down so you really feel the breath energy coming fully into the body and down into the belly, and maybe feel the suffusion of the breath energy through the whole body up into the brain and the arms and legs, torso and so on. And then perhaps as you breathe out, there's a softening around the places where you're holding in the body, around the jaw, the shoulders, belly. So at any time you can do these longer and slower breaths just to help steady and bring some fullness of energy into the body. The body likes that, and as you breathe out, helps to de-stress. Noticing sensation, which is part of the breath energy. You might notice the quality of sensation, tingling, pleasant, constricted, unpleasant, more neutral. Or maybe amorphous, no particular name or quality. There's feeling tone, sometimes in the front of the body, around the solar plexus, up into the heart and down towards the belly can be a lot of feeling tone, emotion, turbulence. Just allowing the breath and awareness to soothe, to steady and calm. And just also noticing the quality of feeling tone rather than being so activated into a narrative. It's just like this. And trusting the awareness in the breath to work, the attention to work through and transform what is experienced, to heal, to release, to purify. And then it's just staying with it, moment by moment. Perhaps it's a calm, and one might notice your attention just going to one area in the sensation breath body, just resting there. Or you might follow the whole pathway of the breath. To be free to explore this application of the principle of being present in an embodied, in your embodiment, within your embodied experience. Present, receptive. Reflective. Attentive. Experiencing body, calming, soothing body.